Well, we're back in the MTP Software Studios. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs, always sharing the success of entrepreneurship. And my guest host today, so excited, is the dapper and smart and hardworking Jonathan Penta from Penta Wealth Management Group. Hello, Jonathan.
Hey, Jeffrey.
How are you?
Doing great, thank you.
You got that spring summer suit on today.
I had to break it out.
Wow. You're really doing it up today.
Yep.
You're showing me up, too. So if that's what you're going to do, I better get to our interview. I think you know him. Dave Robinson, President and CEO, Rogers & Gray Insurance. Hello.
How you doing?
Good. So first of all, most of our listeners don't know Rogers & Gray. So why don't you tell us about Rogers & Gray?
Sure. We're a family-owned business throughout southeastern Massachusetts in the insurance industry. We do employee benefits, property casualty, and personal insurance. We have about 182 employees and ranked number 81 in the country for size, and having fun with every day that we help people protect themselves and work through the different challenges they have.
You know, the last few years, I'm seeing a lot of firms like yours being bought up at big multiples. It's just a big consolidation. Is that helping your business?
It is in a lot of ways. It's a relationship-based business. So in a lot of cases, when those things happen, those relationships change, and the targets that the private equity firms primarily are taking really disrupt that whole process that we've been founded on. So it's created a lot of opportunities for new business and creating new relationships, but there are some good ones out there as well, and they're doing the right things and helping their employees and growing and trying to do better for the industry.
Interesting. You were recently a Family Business Association finalist. Maybe you want to just tell us a little bit about which category you were in. I was the MC. I would like to think I saved the night because the audio, the video broke down. My associate wouldn't get out of the chair. He was too scared to help us fix it. So I carried the night.
Nice.
But why don't you tell us about, you know, the FBA and, you know, what happened there?
Yeah, so we've been a part of the FBA for quite a while, and we actually perpetuated our agency in 2014 and engaged a lot of those folks through our perpetuation process. And through being honored here as a finalist was a great honor for us, and we're excited because we're dedicated to family business. It's my brother and I that run the firm together, and we're having a blast.
Well, I was one of the judges because I'm a founder of the FBA, and I want to say that, you know, I voted for you, but it was the other judges who held back that winning thing. So
there's always those guys.
I got to throw we'll throw Brian Nagel under the bus. Yeah. So do you feel doing business on the South Shore is unique to Massachusetts or Boston? Are there differences?
It really depends by the different departments that we have. So we have six offices on Cape and the Islands and then five on the South Shore. So the unique setting that we're on the South Shore and the Cape is there's big wind exposure. So on the property casualty side, there's not a lot of options. That's allowed us to help people in need rather than going to the state fund or the state pool. And we just find that providing options creates just a great outcome for our clients and future clients.
Have you gotten involved in the acquisition part of the market that the large national companies have gotten involved with too?
Yes. Since 2016, we just have done two. We did one on Nantucket, and then we just closed on 5-1 with one on the Cape with two offices, Falmouth and Mashpee. So we're looking for a specific audience with the smaller 15 to 20 employees where we can continue to perpetuate the currency, which is important to us, and really take those people in that are close. Usually they're family businesses, so they're used to that type of culture, and it's worked very well.
You have partners?
I have one now. We actually had another partner, Bob Bizak, who is moving on into a different endeavor, and we bought him out on 4-1. But my brother and I are the remaining partners, plus we have another gentleman, John Gagner, who recently joined us.
So how do you and your brother divide up the responsibilities being a family business, and what generation are you?
So I'm 37, so I'm on that tweener stage, and my brother's just about 40. So we involved a lot of professionals through the process of perpetuation. We had psychiatrists to business coaches to you name it, and that led us to recognize each other's strengths and weaknesses. And so we realized while we're a family business, we need to operate specifically as a business and cannot let family get in the way. So we've split up the agency, but it started that way, and now it's turned into us running it together, where we appreciate everybody's opinion and we work together very well. We have not had an argument since we took over in 2014, and we always work it out. We have our ground rules we live by, and everything's going very well.
Very, very interesting. You see the industry changing a lot again in the next 5 years?
We do, and especially in the personal insurance world, there's a lot going on with direct writers, and that is disrupting the marketplace a bit, especially with the fintechs coming into our space. But at the end of the day, we believe that clients really want the advice of a person rather than a technological platform. And that's got us confident about where we're heading as an organization in the personal side. On the business side, we're national in scope, so we travel around the country and work with all sorts of different clients. So that landscape isn't changing. If anything, the rates are going to go up because of all the losses we've experienced worldwide. And then the employee benefits marketplace is one in which is going through a lot of federal scrutiny, and we'll see where that lands. But the state of Mass has been ahead of that game for a while since Romney Care.
So, Jonathan, you must have a lot of clients that talk to you all the time about, you know, pensions and and life insurance. It might be almost an annual review basis.
Yes. Yeah. So I was just going to ask on the employee benefit side. So my firm and I, we work with a lot of business owners, entrepreneurs, corporate executives, and we get involved helping them at the formation of the company and things like you need to set up your employee benefits. What are you doing for insurance? So can you talk more about that side of the business for you on the employee benefit side? I mean, you get into all aspects?
I grew up in the business in the financial services world, similar to you, but we have jettisoned that business to focus just on the medical side and ancillary lines. Okay. So we do a lot of different things in that space. We have a captive that we have created that has created a great opportunity for mid to large size employers that they don't typically see or hear about. Just work hard to help them control the healthcare costs that they can't see the increases.
Oh, I know that.
It's unbelievable.
Just spoke my partner and I had a meeting about it yesterday. It's unbelievable.
It is.
Spend more every year, get less every year.
That's right. That's right.
And I was just on the phone with Blue Cross and Blue Shield 2 days ago talking to them about an essential prescription, and that's why they're not providing it.
Right. Right. Yeah, costs are going through the roof, and prescription spend is over 20% of the total medical spend now.
Cutting a lot of things out of the system.
That's right.
Long-term disability stuff,
right.
Mental health help. They're really, you know, they're sticking to where they're going to make their profit.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So what's going to happen to all the baby boomers as they lose healthcare coverage in the next 20 years? This must be a conversation you have a lot, you know, with a lot of entrepreneurs that are baby boomers.
Yeah.
Sorry for the millennials, but they're, you know, that, you know, it's the baby boomers who are going to experience this problem first.
Sure. It's a real problem. And the answers are developing, I would say. There's always the Medicare in those processes, but the entrepreneurs are typically going to stay on their business plan or have that part of their buyout is what we see oftentimes,
right?
Because it is something that you can't control. But when you look at it, there's really good opportunity in Medicare, and a lot of people are blind to it. They see it like Social Security is something, is it going to last? And not enough employees, even over the age of 65, are looking at that as an option. And with the costs going up and the coverage going away in a employer-based plan, we're having a lot of issues. So employees need to look for those options, and those retiring need to really secure what they're going to do from a cost standpoint, because that's going up too.
Wow. When we do our Cape Cod show, we do an annual Cape Cod show. Can we get you to come down?
I'd love to.
Great, great. Well, Nathan's going to talk to you about that.
Great.
Just remind everybody, we're speaking with Dave Robinson, President and CEO of Rogers and Gray Insurance, and we are with Jonathan Penta, Penta Wealth Management Group. Dave, if somebody's looking for you, maybe not even looking for you, looking for Rogers and Gray or something that you can do, how would they find you?
They can find us online. They can call us. Our website is rogersgray.com, and they can find all of our contact information on the website, and look forward to hearing from people.
Well, thanks for being on the show, and we look forward to seeing you on our Cape Cod show.
Great. Thank you for the opportunity.
It's always
Thank
fun.
You.
Chris likes it, too. It's one of his favorite shows.
All right.
Right.
Come in the summertime.
A 10-pin, that we could do it at a 10-pin
there
degree.
It is.
You've been there?
Perfect. Yes, we have.
Yeah, Seamus, we're on the way.
All right. Great
Thank
guy.
You, Jonathan Penta.
Thank
we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.